On the campaign trail, and since the beginning of November, President Joe Biden has repeatedly said that he will work to unite Americans, those who voted for him and those who voted against him. But how exactly can that be done? I spoke with two experts about whether the president's promise can be fulfilled.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
President Biden heal our nation at this time, and why?
I think he can, and I know that he must. He must try, at least, because the current situation is bringing us to the edge of an abyss.
I don't think any one person, not even the President of the United States, can alone or single-handedly heal the nation of its partisan divisions.
This is Democracy's Day.
Nobody can dislike Joe Biden. He's also very experienced. He's known as a person who can cross the aisle and work with the other side. He has a working class background that resonates with people who were typically Trump supporters. So I think there is a good chance that if anybody, then Joe Biden can do it.
USA! 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 I think that one of the things that we have to do to help turn down the temperature, in addition to trying to have healthier conversations and turning out, you know, sort of trying to flush out some of the toxicity, I think one of the things we also have to do is turn a little bit inward and try to think in solitude about politics. I think we've overlooked that democracy is about reflection, not merely action.
And I hear what you're saying, that we cannot pin this all, a solution that is, on the leader of the free world. We all play a role. But specifically, what solutions should a Biden administration be looking to mend the divide? What are some things that they can do to help?
The Biden administration ought not fixate on the task of healing the divide. I think that it would be right for Biden to thematize healing and unity in his inauguration speech. I think that should be the end of it.
This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward.
What the Biden administration needs to do immediately is address in a bold and public and visible way the pandemic, the vaccination rollout, and the economic collapse of the nation.
Cooling the rhetoric, focusing on the pragmatics, focusing on the economy, showing that he really cares about people's suffering, which is immense these days, proving that he is the kind of person that will be the president for all Americans. So it's more the actions that he will undertake and the articulation of a cooling down rhetoric rather than inflagrating the dialogue, the conversation, you know, polarizing the public even more, focusing on the punitive aspect. One has to punish those who engage in criminal behavior. But the punitive process has to go in parallel to the process of reconciliation and pacification, and with attention to the pragmatics, to the real problems that we are suffering from and that we must now put at center stage.
I think we're far more, far too common these days to think of our political divides as our reasonable views and then a monolith of unsophisticated, unnuanced, and often unreasonable and radical, ignorant position on the other side. I think that remembering that political opposition comes in all shapes and sizes is really important, especially in days like these.
And not just listening, but hearing what people on the other side have to say. We can all be better at that. We'll be right back.